Well, first of all, I think it's the right thing, and it's the right thing because what the Supreme Court is saying is that nowhere in the Constitution does it guarantee the right to abortion, and that that should be a decision made by the states, which means it's a decision that was made by the people that we elect and not by the courts who are appointed. And I think that's a good first step. But overall, as Republicans, obviously we are pro-life. When you look at what's going on in our world today, there are a lot of innocent people being killed in numbers much smaller than the abortion rate. And we have a lot of people up in arms about that. But yet the fact that anywhere, depending on whose numbers you use, between 600 and 900,000 babies are being terminated every year is appallable. And nobody's making as much noise about that. And I think it's the right thing to do to look at that and have people that make our laws make those decisions. And, you know, people talk about the women's health is in peril. Again, according to statistics, only about 2% of those 600 to 900,000 abortions every year are due to a woman's health being in peril. And, you know, so that's kind of a weak leg to stand on. Looking at the statistics a little bit more, approximately 85% of the women who have abortions, had abortions in 2019, were unmarried, which I think says a lot about the society in this country and the lack of a two-parent household or a two-person together, husband and wife. This leads to a lot of the problems we're having in this country. And I think that not being married, this is just one of them. But the other thing, in 2019, 58% of the women, it was their first abortion. The remaining 42%, it was at least their second or third or fourth abortion. So when you look at what's going on in the world and what's happening, we need to put more light on the fact that I think too many people are casually looking at abortion as just a way of life. And it's a way of death for hundreds of thousands of unborn children every year. And we need to take a very hard look at that.